gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, June 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information. Right out of the gate, over the weekend, a current county commissioner in Emmett County. His name is Neil Ahrens. Neil Ahrens. I don't know who this guy is personally. I don't know anything about Neil at all. But it came to my attention. I got six screenshots of his reposting or posting of tweets, Facebook, whatever this is. I'm not sure the platform. I think it's Facebook. I could be wrong. Neil Ahrens, supposedly a Republican, county commissioner in Emmett County, hates the Second Amendment. He's one of the county commissioners that did not want to support our Second Amendment sanctuary county resolution. He shares a post, which is a bald-faced lie, of a meme of supposedly U.S. Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger from 1990. And, of course, the meme says, this is a real quote. Oh, so that makes it real. Where basically the Second Amendment has been twisted and is a fraud on the American people. Stating that the greatest pieces of fraud the gun lobby's interpretation of the Second Amendment has ever perpetrated on the American people by special interest groups that I've ever seen in my lifetime. The real purpose of the Second Amendment was to ensure that state armies, the militia, would be maintained for the defense of the state. The very language of the Second Amendment refutes any argument that it was intended to guarantee every citizen an unfettered right to any kind of a weapon he or she desires. End quote, supposedly Warren Burger of 1990. First of all, they left out the part where the militia is made up of individual citizens. The militia was not an organized state army where people were drafted or you were forced to serve. They were volunteer individuals with a musket at the time. well regulated referred to the fact that that meant equal to the arms at the time that the current state of affairs in firearm production, manufacturing, whatever the current firearms were, that's what they would have. Well regulated meant exactly that in the writing of the Second Amendment by our founding fathers. He's got numerous other posts. We're going to talk about it with his opponent, Brett Gooding, running for Emmett County Commissioner. Next segment, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is Brett Gooding. He's running for Emmett County Commissioner in the Republican August 6th primary election, Emmett County. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to ask you clarification. What are the townships you're running for to represent them as county commissioner?
Maple River Township, Pleasant View Township, Friendship Township, and West Traverse Township.
Okay, so just those four townships for that district. The current county commissioner came to my attention. I had a couple of people actually sending me screenshots over the weekend. Do you know which social platform Neil Ahrens was posting and reposting this information on. Do you know what he uses? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it Telegram? What is it that we're looking at screenshots?
Well, the ones that I saw and it was brought to my attention was the Twitter account, Neil W. Ahrens.
Okay, that is his Twitter account. Now, one of the things that is very near and dear to our hearts is the Second Amendment. And this bald-faced lie of a meme, I've been dealing with this thing for 10, 12 years now on the radio, about Chief Justice Warren Burger's alleged statement about the Second Amendment. First of all, I've already verified it's not true. He never said that. But he never ever posts anything about the full definition of the Second Amendment, talking about well-regulated militia being state armies, which is not the intent of the Founding Fathers. He's also posted all kinds of things. He hates Donald Trump. Neil Ahrens absolutely hates Donald Trump. I don't understand how a sitting county commissioner who runs as a Republican, Brett, can post these kinds of things publicly and think he's not going to get called out on it.
Well, I was kind of surprised that he would do something like that. But, yeah, he spent a good amount of time posting very derogatory things towards Donald Trump, and he actually had one against Kennedy also. So it makes me wonder who he's really for as a Republican.
Well, one of the things Cliff Cellini is backing me up, the beef farmer over in Ottaway, well-regulated means you have whatever type of firearms that are available to any aggressor that you're combating against. That's what the intent was, original intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Second Amendment. The other thing that I don't understand, how is it then if he is so against the Second Amendment, he's so against Donald Trump, he's so against all these other posts that, I mean, I don't want to get into some of these other posts that people sent to me. How is it then that he's been able to get elected in Emmett County as a Republican county commissioner?
I really don't understand it, except for the fact that people have let him fly under the radar, and I refuse to do that. Some of the things he's posting, even on against the vaccinated people, were pretty derogatory, and here he is on the health department board now. If you remember correctly, a couple of years ago, we were doing the Second Amendment resolution, the sanctuary counties. He
yep.
voted against it. And then he calls me out and says he's for the Second Amendment. And yet the posts that he's got on his Twitter account are pretty anti-Second Amendment from what I can see.
Yeah. Well, that one especially about the unvaccinated people, and I wanted to pull that one up and actually read it to everybody. But the bottom line is he is currently right now sitting on the health board for Emmett County. And he's one of the ones that was fighting Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig regarding his, dealing with the health department. How is it then if he's so against Ian Murphy and he's so in favor of these vaccinations, then how is it that he could be allowed to serve all of Emmett County's four townships when it comes to dealing with the health board?
Well, I don't think it's right. And if you remember right, I believe he got on that. He volunteered for that when they, basically ousted Rich Ginnup on his decisions on the Board of Health.
Right.
So, I'm looking at one of them that he posted here. It says, hospitals need to stop treating unvaccinated and just let COVID take its course. And then he goes on to, he reposted that, but then he types in this sanity. Thanks for pointing out the elephant of logic in the corner. And then it continues on, it's harsh, but the only way to the unvaccinated will take it seriously is by refusing them service, giving them a rapid test, and if positive, send them home if they don't have a vaccine card. So he wants people to have vaccine cards. They have to be vaccinated, and he's sitting on our health board.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And then the other thing that I was very interested in is as you're out there on the campaign trail, you're talking to people, you're making them aware of his positions. I mean, it's right there on his own account. He can't hide it. What kind of response or feedback are you getting from the people in your four townships?
I am getting very positive response with me running. They're calling and asking for my signs. You're seeing my signs up all over the place. Everybody's excited about having new blood in there. So I think it's great.
Well, one of the major things that I think that people don't understand, the current makeup of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners, now, are they at seven or are they at nine county commissioners?
I believe they're at seven.
Okay, seven. So you're running against Neil Ahrens. Do we have any other challengers happening, any other primary challengers happening against the current existing commissioners, if you know?
I don't believe we have any other primaries that's being challenged right now.
Okay, so you're going to be the only new commissioner basically to the board.
That's the way I look at it. We do have one of the commissioners has another party running against him. You know, like Rich is running unopposed. So, yeah, I believe I'm the only new one that's going to be coming in as far as running on a Republican Party.
Right. Now, my question is this. With you replacing the obviously deranged, and that's what I'm going to call him. That's my word, not yours. But this deranged individual that's currently sitting on this position, get him off the health board, get him out as far as being, I believe, isn't he the current chairman of the Board of Commissioners?
I think he's the vice chair.
Or vice chair, okay. So now we get new leadership in there at Emmett County. You're sitting on this board. What do you see, what do you hope to accomplish once you're sitting on this board and being able to influence the other county commissioners that are going to get reelected?
Well, I don't really see a need at this point to be raising any more fees. I think we need to kind of reduce some of the power that we're trying to, or that the county's trying to inflict into, you know, people's lives. You know, I just think that we as a county do not need to be dictating every movement that a citizen makes. I want to get back to listening to what the township people that I represent are saying and bringing them concerns to the county. And I'm going
to
do that.
You do that individually. Each commissioner does it for his district. Neil Ahrens has never even, I was told, can you verify this? He has never attended township meetings for those four townships. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, I can't speak. Never's a big, strong word there. I can't really speak to that. But I've been told by some of the townships that it's been a very long time, if ever, he showed up to their township board meetings. And I plan on doing that. I've already done that to most of them. You know,
sure.
I want to hear what the concerns and goals of those township boards are and see how we can address them at the county level.
Well, one of the biggest things that I think needs to happen, and I've looked at and I've heard people have told me, they're over-regulating on property rights. They're increasing fees almost in every department. They've passed some kind of landlord or property violations. People are telling me, they're telling them how they have to go around and replace their storm doors on their front porches. Have you heard any of this from your constituents?
I've heard some of that, but not all that.
Okay.
And I don't really believe in raising any more fees. I think that our budget can handle a lot of them. Obviously, I'll get educated a little more when I'm in there, but we are paying a lot as citizens in these townships. And I question as to what we're getting out of it.
Yeah.
So, again, like my business cards say, I'm going to vote for the people, not for the government.
Yeah. Yeah, bringing some common sense to Emmett County, that's for sure. Well, we know you're busy. We appreciate you coming on the show. I just wanted to get your response. Final thoughts to those people in those four townships when they think about voting as early as actually this Saturday, the absentee ballots, Brett, start going out. People will probably get them starting a week from today. What would you like to say to the people of those four townships?
I will always stand up for the people of the township. Get a hold of me with any concerns. If you elect me, I'm going to be there for you. And if you want any signs or anything like that, let me know. I'll get them to you.
Okay, very good. And what's the best way for people to text you, phone number for them to text you directly?
Text is great, 231-330-6339.
6339. Okay, very good, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on this morning, and we'll let you go, and stay safe out there on the campaign trail.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You know, I just, again, I don't ask for these text messages. I don't ask for these screenshots. People send them to me. And it was amazing to me the things that I saw that Neil Ahrens was posting on his social media, his Twitter account. And I got to tell you, folks, if you live in those four townships, if Neil Ahrens is currently your county commissioner, you need to vote for Brett Gooding. I have personally endorsed him in this race because he's going to bring common sense. He's going to bring his years of experience as a businessman, a business owner, his Second Amendment background. He teaches CPL training, him and his wife, Tammy. And I got to tell you, for somebody to be sitting on the health board of Northwest Michigan, talking about and sharing a post on his Twitter account that maybe hospitals should stop treating unvaccinated people. Maybe if they do that, maybe, just maybe, COVID could take its course and we could get rid of these people. That's basically what he was saying. If you're not vaccinated, you need to die. Hospitals need to stop treating you. Well, with all due respect, Neil, nobody is going to tell me what to do with my body. I'm unvaccinated. I will never be vaccinated. You will never jab me. Any nurse or doctor that comes anywhere near me with a needle is going to take the vaccination. I will jab it in them and push in the plunger. You're not jabbing me. You're not coming anywhere near me or my wife. Period. End of conversation. Vicky had a older cardiologist who, when we went in to visit with him, consult with him about her heart, he started attacking her and me for not being vaccinated. And that if she doesn't get the vaccination, she's going to die. Well, I told him to shove it. Well, a month or two after our visit, he ended up retiring. You know what he's doing? He's primary challenging my county commissioner here in Antrim, because supposedly he lives in Central Lake now. He's a Democrat. He believes in the vaccination, and he's pushing his agenda on people. Well, they got tired of it. He was forced to retire. Now he's primary challenging Jairus Rubing in the 1st District here in Antrim County. He is a Democrat, but he's running as a Republican. Well, Neil Ahrens is a Democrat, and he needs to go. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.